May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I have in my hand a little piece of history. Thanks to Olivia, I have borrowed one of these new, shiny, ultra-modern and terribly smart £5 notes. They were only brought into circulation just over a week ago. Some of you may have seen one of these already. Some of you may have one or two of these in your pockets right now. But for those of you who haven't come across one yet, let me describe it to you. The most obvious thing is that it is made of plastic. These notes are smaller than the old paper variety and have far brighter colours. They have a purple and green border that changes in the light. There's a hologram, a clear see-through window, a rather fetching image of Sir Winston Churchill on the back. These notes are making a real statement, but it may be rather more subversive than at first glance. This really is a snapshot of our time and a little piece of history. The first £5 note went into circulation in 1793, the same year as the French Revolution. A revolution, in short, that occurred as a result of the severe poverty of the citizens of France. They were so poor that they couldn't even afford bread. It is debated as to the authenticity, but we may all be familiar with the famous phrase, "Let them eat cake," commonly quoted to have been the response of the Queen of France, Marie Antoinette, when she heard that the peasants, or latter-day Lazaruses, were too poor to afford any bread. This disconnection between the suffering of the poor and the riches of the wealthy is told to us quite clearly by Jesus in our Gospel reading just now. This is a disconnection that is both historic and timely. The timeless story of how the rich man feasted sumptuously every day, whereas Lazarus was so starving he longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. So, back to our shiny little piece of history. The first £5 note went into circulation in 1793. That was 31 years before our church here had even started to have been built. And it was 77 years before the birth of one Austin Henry Thompson. Our incredible church really has been through the wars, and it is thanks to the generosity, kindness, hard work, a dedication of those who have, and those who continue to worship here, that St. Peter's continues to be the beautiful house of God that it is. 101 years after that first fiver, our Austin Henry Thompson was ordained a vicar in the Diocese of Truro. And 22 years later, he became the vicar right here at St. Peter's from 1916, right in the middle of the First World War. Father Austin was still vicar here during World War II. He would stand on the porch just there, a shelter warden and fire watcher. In fact, he was out there on the night of April the 16th, 1941, just 2 weeks before his 71st birthday. Just out there, on the portico, is a plaque in memory of Reverend Thompson, because that night he was tragically killed during an enemy air raid. Do go and take a fresh look on your way home. I know I will be. And I invite you all to stop and take a moment to give thanks for such a man, doing all he could to give to others until the very end. So very much to learn from a tiny little shiny £5 piece of history. Now I'm just about to enter into my fourth week here at St. Peter's, and I have loved my time here so far. I have been made so very welcome, and I have seen how dedicated, kind, and generous the parishioners of St. Peter's are. In our Gospel reading today, we were told about a rich man, so wealthy that he dressed in purple and fine linen. Purple was the colour of royalty. Wealthy people at this time chose this colour as an obvious display of their extreme wealth. In sharp contrast, we have Lazarus. So poor, he was dressed covered in sores. To be covered in sores describes how Lazarus really was, the poorest of the poor. Jesus tells us that the rich man, during his lifetime, received his good things, whilst Lazarus, homeless and possibly unable to stand, was so poor, even the dogs would come to lick his sores. The parable states that both men die, and whereas we find Lazarus comforted at the side of Abraham in heaven, the rich, nameless man suffers in agony in Hades. Lazarus lived at the gate of the rich man. The rich man must have passed by him many times, been able to see him from his window, aware of Lazarus' suffering, and did nothing. He chose to do nothing, as he lived daily in the comfort of plenty, unaware that he was in fact damaging himself for all the days after his death by his lack of compassion and charity. Here, on the back of this new £5 note, is a window and the picture of Winston Churchill. Under Churchill is written, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears and sweat." I am a big fan of Churchill. However, I have to disagree with him on this one. We have much to offer. Every single one of us here today and listening to these words has a great deal to offer. It is important to give what we can to others less fortunate than ourselves. In fact, it is absolutely vital. God lives within us, and God offers nothing but love and joy to us at our most generous. It feels good to give to others for a reason. It feels good to give kindness and be generous. I rather like this new £5 note, as although it could be seen as the epitome of our modern plastic world with purple edges, symbolising wealth, turning green, the colour of envy. This note can also symbolise light and the potential to use what we have for others. Look through the window and see how you can share your riches to enrich the lives of others. Whether our currency is money, paper or plastic, or if our currency is time or kindness, pass forward the riches you have been given by God, and in doing so, we will bring the kingdom of heaven into all of our lives. Amen.